nice to have you here. Thanks for coming down.
Let's give it to him now, because, brother, that's the last hand you're ever going to get. We're here this morning not to praise Jack Sterling, but to bury him. Like, really to bury him. Jack Sterling, this is your funeral. And to start it off this morning, I'd like to call out a couple of boys. This act really needs no introduction. Actually, what it needs is an act. Our new boys, Freeman and Hayes, let's hear it for them.
He's the piano player.
Thanks a lot. They didn't ask him.
You can tell by the
But he wrote a book. Better get the lyrics out. He said, no. To prove that Sterling is not just an old schnook.
But I don't think Pulitzer gives a prize for 100 pages. Of lies,
every one of them.
And the simple secret of the plot, don't sing so good at this hour,
is just to tell you that he loves him a lot. And you'll soon discover, as we all did, he must know where the body is.
Not a bad little act. Too bad about their drinking. One nice thing, though, they only drink while they're on the air, Jack. Only time they ever do. Right now, I guess there's a guy on the platform here who knows Jack longer than any of us does, so it necessarily follows that this fellow would probably know more dirt about Jack Sterling. Let's bring him out. Let's hear it for Lanny Ross.
His name was Sexton, Sexton, when he played the Middle West. But then he came on here, and it was clear a change was best. We'll make it Sterling, Sterling, pure as honey in the comb. Now Sterl, he'll be professionally and leave the sex at home.
Thank you, Lanny. Next, here's a young lady who's been washing people out of her hair almost as long as Jack Sterling has been getting into people's hair. And she's a hell of a lot prettier, too. Folks, meet Martha Wright.
He's as corny as any commuter. He's as normal as pig's knuckle pie. He's bright and he's brash, and that crazy mustache makes me think he's a very brave guy. Every day for 3 solid hours, he breaks out in jokes like a rash. And it is clear that the laughter you hear all is paid for, but strictly in cash. At home, he's persistent and very consistent. 4 daughters he's had, one by one. Sad little Jackie, alas and alack, he just can't seem to turn out a son. So tune in on any cold morning, and perhaps you'll end up like me. Listen a while and you'll laugh and you smile. If you know where to go, Radio 660, it's Bill Cullen on old NBC.
But to find out just how lousy this Sterling guy really is, I suppose we'll have to call upon the people who have to look at that face at 6:30 every morning. They'll be up here in a minute. First of all, I guess if Stan Freeman can sing, Jim Lowe can sing too, so I'll try it. In the key of M minus here. You're the top. You're the goodest looking. You're the top. Where are you? You're a palace booking. You're the pearliest of early morning guys. What year did I write this? You're the biggest yet. How big can you get? You're Latin size. You're the top. You know all the answers. You're the top. Well, you've the most of sponsors. Bill Cullen faints in gambling. All will flop. Since we paid off Paulson Nielsen, you're the top. Boy, what a bad embalming job this looks like up here. Five Carmen Lombardos all in a row. Let's hear them, though. First of all, Tyra Glenn.
You're the top. You a cult repeater. You're the top. As the cymbal beater on the radio. You're a one-man show with hair. You a singing fool like your swimming pool. You're really square. Buddy, buddy.
You're the top. You're a southern dandy. You're the top. You're a prowling candy. If it weren't for you, I'd still be playing bop. On my bass, I still play bottom to your top. Tallulah.
You're the top. But my one of Barnes as a boss. You're no Elliot Lawrence. When it comes to pay, you deserve a stay in jail. You can win a prize for Pennywise. Thank God for scale.
You're the top, like a country yokel. You're the top, but you're only local. When it comes to reading farm reports, you flop. But kibitzing pinochle, you're the top.
You're the top. You're the king of Siam. You're the top. You're as good as I am. You're the taste I get from my clarinet at dawn. You're a friend in need like last year's reed. You're really gone.
You're the top. Such a voice for singing. You're the top. Such a neck for ringing.
Wow, how can they play so good and sing so bad, do you suppose? No wonder you do all the singing on the show, Sterling. Right now, before we go into our little finale, I would, as a matter of fact, it's my deep pleasure to introduce a fellow who has gotten us all together here, our very wonderful and fine general manager, Sam Slate.
This is the best you can do.
Good morning, everybody. I am not going to sing.
So who else is singing this morning, Sam? Thank you very much. Just to prove, Jack, just to prove that we were just kidding here, and also so you'll play my new album, Jim Lowe Sings About the Wicked Women, we'd like to prove that we were just kidding, all right?
Here we go.
No key? Oh, all right. Norman Luboff style. Here we go.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. 'Cause we all love Jack Sterling. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you very much. We have a little consolation award for everybody. Whew, your new book.
I don't know, what do you say on an occasion like this except thank you very, very much to a wonderful organization for putting up with us these many years, and a very fine sales representation by Radio Spot sales, Chick Allison, Gordon Hayes, all of my old friends of long standing. Thank you very much for the clients and agencies that have been so cooperative through the years. It's a great morning. I've got a hell of a hangover.
Thank you very much.
Coffee's on the house.
Radio Spot Sales. We know that 10 is the 10th anniversary, so we made our own anniversary card. Happy 10th anniversary to you. The old Chanticleer.
All right, it shall have a very special place. On the second floor of our house, we have a bedroom and bath there, and it ain't going to be in the bedroom, I'll tell you.
Thanks a lot.